My name is Simon Pullum. I was born in 1956. Bishops came to this particular premises in 1950. We build and restore church organs. The firm actually came to Ipswich in 1897, and we had a large premises on the Norwich Road. By 1949, 1950, as things were beginning to settle down, the war having been over, lots of old customers were getting back in touch. Things had been put into store here at 38 Bolton Lane. So, well, there was a space that would make a workshop. And here we are in 2017, and we're still waiting for the move to the new premises. The first time I remember being impressed by the sound of an organ, I remember going to St John's in Cornwall Hall Road and hearing the organ and being surprised to know that it was the headmaster of my primary school who was playing the organ. And I can remember now the hairs on the back of my very young neck standing up. I started with Carl Leonard as the tuner's boy, because the way into the trade was that you started by going out with the tuner and pressing the notes while he was tuning the organ. Carl Leonard, a Londoner by birth, he started work with the firm in 1952. They used to send the London apprentices down to spend at least a year in Ipswich. And I think one of the stories Carl always used to tell was that they found if you could get either a second-hand soldier's coat in lovely red cloth, that if you cut it up, the bushing, as we call it, round the stops, would last for years. So when you looked at the stops and you saw these lovely red circles round it, it could be soldier's coat. Even in my time here, when the Scouts had their big annual jumble sale, would always save all the felt hats for us so that we could punch valves out of them and things. It's a lovely quality felt. In the vestry at St Margaret's, there is an engraving of the church looking westward, and there's a gallery, as there often was, for the singers and an organ. And this is going back to the early 19th century, around about 1870. St Margaret's were having a new, more modern organ. And that was built by the famous London firm of William Hill. By 1909-1911, the organ was up for renewal again. And the Hill organ was rebuilt by the famous Leeds firm of James Binns. And it was in the space, as you look at the altar at St Margaret's, to the right on the south side, and there was this large organ, which really by the late 1970s was beginning to show its age. A customer of ours over at St Neot's rang up and said, do you want a three-manual Walker organ from Holy Trinity Bedford? Because the school are taking over the church for a dining hall and it will go in the skip. It was decided that the organ would be installed at St Margaret's on the north side. You know, there is a future, but it's going to be different. As every generation has found, it certainly won't, as I look towards the end of my full-time career, be the same job for anyone who's starting now.